president for more than 35 or 40 years, mm-hmm. and she's also my sister. She was the former director of emergency services for the Hunterdon Healthcare System with many, many years of experience, everything from emergency services to ICU and so on. And she's here today because we're going to talk about a little real estate, a little family, and a little safety precautions. So I hope you'll stay with us through the whole show. If we go to a break, it'll be very quick. Otherwise, we'll run through the whole hour. Julie, I love you. Welcome to the show.
Love you too. Thank you, Jeannie, for having me.
No problem. I didn't have a guest, actually. She called me and we said, let's go to lunch at Longhorn. Just kidding. And then she's, oh my gosh, she can come on the radio today. We can talk about this stuff. And everybody out there in my real estate office, Wakert, Flemington, New Jersey, knows that when I was walking out the door, I was looking for a guest, but I couldn't be happier than to have my sister, who is the expert on all of this subject matter.
You're kind.
Thank you. I'm shameless. Shameless plug. Wakert. Anyway, just kidding. So anyway, Julie, again.
Everyone out there in Hunterdon knows we can talk.
Special Agent Murphy and my sister, Special Agent Julie Koch. It runs in the family. We have no time for downtime, correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's just be fun here. It is the beginning of the year of 2021, and we've been through the ringer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell us all about your observations about, please, 2020 with COVID and everything that you've been through, what you see now. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk a little bit about if you want to sell and buy your house, of course.
Wink, wink.
And how to stay safe, because it is incredibly disturbing what's going on with COVID.
Yeah, I think this has been the most incredibly challenging year is 2020. That doesn't really say much. I think that the most important thing that I've learned out of this is we need to come together as family, and we need to also, as a community, you know, be close, be strong, and help each other out, because I think that is what 2021 needs to be about.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, there's so much going on. I mean, people have... I think it's interesting for me because you're the expert here on the safety and the healthcare as a nurse. She's a nurse, you know. When everything was first coming out last year, Brandon, mm-hmm. our son, love you, Brandon, Katrina.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Katrina. They were they got engaged, and this is January, mm-hmm. and they were flying to the Philippines mm-hmm. to announce their engagement, and they were going through China. Mm-hmm. And my other dear, beloved, awesome friend, Colleen, was aware of this idea that something was going on in January before everybody else kind of thing. Yeah. And she was like, no, make sure Brandon doesn't get off the plane in China, Wuhan, nothing. And they did. They actually took their temperatures mm-hmm. and they came home. And then in February, she was aware of the, what are they called, the R something masks?
N95.
N95. NR 110, 120, 220, whatever it takes. Anyway, yeah, so she was aware of all this stuff mm-hmm. when nobody else, I mean, it seemed like they were not, right? Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, it hit us. It was like living on a different planet, like Mars. Nobody mm-hmm. was driving around. There was a terrifying thing. They had to start sending liquor to my house by the cases from Central Liquor. Thank you, Central Liquor. Plug for Kara. Anyway, so then it was so terrifying, but they were saying that, you know, not only the death amounts were terrifying and everything still is. We're going to get to that right now. Mm-hmm. But they were also talking about other repercussions like mental illness, mm-hmm. suicides, mm-hmm. and stuff that were going to happen. And to me, I really want to talk a little bit about that today because this is like a year later now. Mm-hmm. So if you could just tell us everything, you know, that you want to fill us in on the gaps during the year, mm-hmm. but then also now where we're seeing this because we're all different now. We're used to acting different. Like you just said, we have to come together, community, family. So take it from here.
Well, I mean, anything I'm going to say is obviously my opinion. Mm-hmm. So take it with a grain of salt. But I do have 35 years of nursing experience. In critical care areas and in emergency care. And I think that it's been a challenge. This has been the biggest challenge that we've ever faced on every level, whether, you know, any level of our lives. So I think that's the biggest thing that came out of this year. We have... The numbers now are, we know that there are a lot more cases, and we all have to be very respecting of the social distancing, the hand washing, all of that is extremely important still. The good news is the COVID vaccines are coming out, and personally, I have no problem with them. I know that we have a lot of challenge with that as well, because there's a lot of information out there that can be confusing. Myself, I will be getting the COVID vaccine as soon as I'm able. I'm not working in a hospital situation right now, so I am on the secondary list. I'll be going in for teaching of students. I'm going to be helping Warren County. So,
talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, congratulations to Warren County. But we're going to be working with the students. So hopefully, I'll be able to get that vaccine. And we just have to keep on trying to get the vaccine whenever we can. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's the only way out.
I do. I think it's interesting because it's almost like the same thing as politics. The vaccine and politics. You're kind of walking on a landmine when you're talking to somebody because you really don't know if they're for it or against it. Mm-hmm. But there is some kind of a community. I learned this the other day just having lunch with a friend. You know, it was kind of weird. I didn't really know if they were for it or against it. So I just like chronic vagueness. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Everybody's good at it anymore. But I coined the phrase. Anyway, I just found out, you know, like basically this person that I totally did not expect to be a total pro-vaccination person was almost like kind of making an advocate to say there's a community thing here that you have to consider. If you don't want it, it's okay. We have to all be respectful. Mm-hmm. I could care less about who does what. Actually, but I did kind of feel like I was being kind of slapped on the wrist a little bit because I was a little afraid of it. But then there was something about the community in total that, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying for this whole herd thing. Mm-hmm. So whether or not anyone does want it or doesn't want it, it does seem like it's at least working.
It has to be a personal decision. I mean, this isn't something that, I can sit up here and say everyone needs to take it.
Yeah.
I think that the research out there is showing that if we can get like 60 or 70% of the people vaccinated, we'll be able to flatten this curve. That is what they're saying, you know.
And the only problem is that everything they've said so far hasn't worked. I don't think it's worked, at least. I don't know. But all I know is that you don't even know who to trust anymore because when someone says something, we have never, like you said, we've never done this before.
Yeah.
So just to your other point mm-hmm. about if you look at, I always call it the pizza of the pie. Everything's about, there's 8 slices to almost everything in life, you know, love, mm-hmm. whatever, children, family, blah. With 2020, every aspect of our lives has been challenged.
Absolutely.
Financially, illness, health, mental health, you know, your family, division on politics. I mean, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So, can't get any crazier, exactly.
No, it can't. And it's kind of interesting because I really didn't think about how many parts of my life were that screwed up until you just reminded me. Thank you. I knew something was wrong. Damn. Excuse me. No, I'm good now. But seriously, so now that we're like really 9 months later or 10, what about that health mental side? Like, what about all the people who have lost jobs? It's another part of the pizza slice.
I have seen so much in the last year regarding the strain on everyone's mental health that it has. Actually, my heart has kind of gone out to people who are having these kind of problems. And there's we have to try to help each other in lifting each other up and supporting everybody, because we have to look around, we have to get outside our box and look to see who, because there are so many people that are having such a hard time with this. They've broken relationships, they've lost jobs, they've fired people, it's rampant.
And their son hasn't called you since New Year's, including New Year's Day. Right. And I forgot about that. No, you're right. No, but it's true. And I, you know what? I also go to my mother and my mother-in-law. I have a mother-in-law who's 90 and a mother who just turned 80. And then I have a husband who just turned 60. And my mother-in-law, who's 90, I'm telling you, zero maintenance. Like our whole life of being married 30 years, if she called upon us for any help, mm-hmm. it would be like against her code of ethics or something. I mean, we always did it, of course.
They don't want to be reliant on
people. Now, this COVID crisis, pandemic, has changed her so much. When I look at her, she's aged so much, but she also is just sad. Mm-hmm. She has had people pass away in her age range that were fine, mm-hmm. and she's terrified, and she rightfully so. And so that for the older people Absolutely. That we have in our lives, and I am not a nurse. This is where my sister and I wonder how the DNA is possible, because she is a nurse and a community activist and a healthcare provider and a lover of taking care of people. And I am a real estate agent, and all I like about that is taking care of people when they buy houses, because I love them and they make me happy and they love their houses and it's all joy.
Everyone
but when it comes to being a doctor or a nurse, no, I am not a nurse. But I do understand the compassion side. And so when you're talking about, you know, everybody that we're caring about, because I really do see it. I see it in so many different places and people, their reactions to this loss of job. I've lost my job many times over the years, so I'm kind of used to it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to worry so much about that. But this year, many times I would be sitting.
For a lot of people.
And it's just a trauma on top of a terror, terrifying, and getting your life manageable and all the other things.
Yeah.
But on a positive note.
No, we do have to
bring it. We need to have some positivity. You bring it on.
No, we have to bring it. No, we just have to support each other. You have to be aware. And it's those people, those family members in your life who maybe don't talk as much or maybe are not always as demonstrative. You know, you really have to watch them, because it's been mentally challenging for the strongest person in this last year.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, when you're doing your crisis management stuff, which is really interesting to me, because that's something that, because of COVID, you've learned that your skill set is almost ideal in a way, in a bad place, to have someone like you who is able to kind of walk into a situation. You were recently appointed to even travel out of the state a little bit for the sake of a family that needed your crisis intervention. Can you tell us a little bit, without too much detail, what did you do, and what do you do when someone out there who might be watching may want your services?
I think it kind of came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I am very interested in helping people and health coaching. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I'm looking into right now. So when this came out, it came a few weeks ago, and I was asked to go to another state and support a family who was in crisis. Mother was having a mental health crisis. Can't really go into any detail, but mainly it was, I was surprised, but I could tell right away, just because of my knowledge and my base and my experience, that they just needed someone to help put things in proper perspective. So sometimes I think people are afraid to help, mm-hmm. Because they're afraid they have to do some kind of mental health mm-hmm. kind of support. Mm-hmm. But it's really just getting them to the people that they need. It's getting the resources that they need for the family. And then kind of like assessing the situation of, you know, they're not living in their own state, for one thing. They have to know where are the resources to go to get her help. They need to get her the emergency care she needed. I mean,
it's so bureaucracy anyway. It's like, where do you start?
They really just needed somebody to come in and say, this is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just really, really happy to be able to help them, mm-hmm. you know, with that. And they had three small children, and the husband was just beside himself, because this was all unexpected. But believe me when I say it was COVID related. Mm-hmm. Again, so many people are suffering mentally for this, and I feel for them. I my heart goes out to them. It is very difficult, even on a good day, mm-hmm. you know, in these times. But if you are challenged by something in the mental health kind of way, you need to have support from your family, your friends, your community to help you get where you need to be.
Right.
And I'm very blessed that I've had a lot of experience in that area, and I was able to walk in and say, okay, we need to get your lives organized so that the kids know what they're doing today. Mom needs to go into the emergency room. You know, Dad, you need to look up resources and just go ahead and go, and I'll help with the kids and getting them settled. And then we needed to get them in school, get them set up. And it was just, it took a week. And I was very happy that I was able to help them, and they're doing better.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other part when you add in about the kids nowadays, right now, being working from home and not, okay, we have a brother, and he is awesome. He's traveled for 30 years, never home, but maybe once a week, and he has actually seen a whole other side of life because he got shut down on the travel, and he's been home with his family for 10 months straight, and I get a kick out of that on a positive note, because I was going to go into that negative again, where it goes to teaching at home, and I just can't even do it. I feel so bad. I feel really bad for the parents. And I also feel really bad for the kids, because this is another thing we were talking about at the beginning, where there was speculation about mental illness and all this stuff that I don't know anything about. Ruth Altamaro Roll, where are you when we need you? We're going to have her on the show and bring her back, because she's so awesome with this, by the way, as mm-hmm. well. But there's kids who are actually birthed and then are wearing masks. And then there's wearing masks in the kindergarten, under five. And then there's those that never had to wear a mask that have to wear masks that never did it before, mm-hmm. but they're still young and mentally impressionable.
So for them, it's hard.
It's just going to be very weird to see what happens later, mm-hmm. like later, mm-hmm. because they're so used to it mm-hmm. that there's got to be something mentally that's going to be a different outcome. Nobody knows what it could be.
Well, I mean, just looking at each other now, we're staring at each other. We really only can see each other's eyes. We can't see the rest of the facial expression. So
yeah,
I mean, just that one little
that aspect. One little thing is going to be a huge thing though later. I think it's going to be something huge later, because I mean if you're a small child mm-hmm. and you're birthed to 10 years old or whatever, how long this takes, and you're used to a mask, then when you take it out, what's going to happen? I'm not a sci-fi person, so I'm going to change that. Turn the page. No, but we are also here to talk about real estate and how you can have some safety precautions. If you're buying or selling or renting a home that happens to be open to the public. So I want to just talk a little bit about that. Also, don't forget Julie Koch here. She is our Hunterdon County/Warren County community activist, nurse, go-to girl if you have a crisis, anything like that you want to talk about. If you need organization, she's here to help. You can get in touch with her through either me, Janie Murphy, or through the Hunterdon Chamber. I'm Janie Murphy, Weichert Realtors, as you know, Special Agent Murphy, LOL. Anyway, so we're talking about, say that you're home right now and you are considering selling your house. First thing I want you to know, you need to sell it now. Prices are incredibly higher than they were a year ago today. Mm-hmm. We have no inventory. So if you're driving down the street and you're like, oh, all I see is signs, people are leaving everywhere. Well, the one thing you need to know is that just because there's a sign in the front yard that says for sale does not mean that it's not under contract and about to close. Unless the real estate agent goes outside and puts under contract on the top of that sign, a lot of them don't even have the ability to have it there. You don't know what the stage is of that transaction. So what's happening as a realtor, like if I had a call the other day, someone was looking for a condominium in the Hunterdon County area in the 330 range. Seriously searched, and there was like 27 that came up, but there were only three active, because the rest of them all had a little asterisk next to the A for active, meaning that they were in attorney review. So there's nothing out there. Mm. So if you're looking to sell your house at a good price, while interest rates are phenomenal for buyers, now's your time. And there's a lot going on about it. There are people, just again like the politics, just again like the vaccination, there are those that want to have a home that's up for sale right now, and they want to have open houses, or they're absolutely terrified of being around anybody. They want to have their house closed. They don't want to put it up because they're afraid that they're going to have people in their house at a time when they may not want to. Mm-hmm. It's fair on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you that we do have open houses when we can. Virtually 100% easy. We can make a nice video. Let me just tell you a story. Do you mind for one sec? Because we're not going to do commercials today. We don't have to. Anyway, after COVID started, I would seriously walk through a home by myself with gloves and mask, sanitizer, and FaceTime through each room, just because the person who was interested in the home would call me, and I would say, you don't have to come, and the seller would be afraid of having him in the house. I would use the sanitizers, and I would just walk through, and then I would tell them, go over in the afternoon and take a drive-by, see the neighborhood, and do things that were, you know, not the normal way of shopping for a home. Mm-hmm. So for buyers, it changed, and for sellers, it changed. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of cool. Now, when it comes to when they actually wanted to go into the house, then we have a hold harmless form that it's like a statewide addendum that just holds harmless the sellers like anything else when you sign these forms right now. But to sanitizing, mm-hmm. we're going to defer back to Julie to tell us a little bit about, in the hospital setting and in opening a door. Tell mm-hmm. us about that.
Well, I mean, as we know, I mean, we're trying very hard to keep all surfaces clean, and you need to do that anytime anybody comes through the house. So it just kind of makes logical sense that, you would wipe down. I mean, alcohol-based products, Lysol, if you can get a hold of it, Lysol spray is like crazy.
Yeah.
And, obviously wiping of those commonly used, areas like the doorknobs or like the light switches and things like that, if you're, really going to have a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people not in there, you don't have to worry. If it's virtual, it's not anything to worry about. But, as people come through, you just got to make sure that before they go in and on the way out. I mean, that just makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so basically,
let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of people, just because I'm thinking?
I want your questions. I love them.
Do you have you had any problem with like a COVID issue or conversion or anything based on people going right into the home? And then what do they do when they want to look just at the, how do they know? Cause pictures are not the same as
right.
the person.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I think it's interesting that there's a lot of steps that can be minimized. First of all, again, inventory. If there's nothing available, which there's not in Hunterdon County, if you're out there, please call. If you want to make a good price on your home and you're able to, and by the way, I don't just sell houses. I actually take screens off and clean your windows. I declutter. I clean everything. You can ask a couple of my clients I know are watching. Wink, wink. No. It's kind of interesting. First of all, there's so many buyers out there right now that it doesn't take long to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's a really bad situation, mm-hmm. your house will sell, okay? Houses that were around the $700,000 mark a year ago in January
mm-hmm.
had an average on the market of a year and a half.
Wow.
Now, those homes are worth more like $800,000 or $850,000 mm-hmm. in 1 year because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
and they sell within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about taking advantage of a huge opportunity plus the interest rates and so on. But it really haven't had it because we are very, the real estate industry itself follows very strict standards
okay.
of not doing things and what we do. When it comes to opening a door to look in a closet or something like that, it's easier if the seller leaves a door open and then we don't have to touch anything.
Yeah.
And then basically, to be honest with you, the real estate agent just walks there like this and then the person also walks like that and just glances.
People are getting
to see what you say
yeah.
about the photographs. But then again, because of COVID, some industries have done well and some have done really terribly. A lot of people who have drones and photographers and so on have made a lot of money
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that real estate services for photography have gone up for the best.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all interesting, isn't it? Everything is tied together.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to buying a house, we'll talk about that for a few seconds. Like if you're looking to buy a house, and I serve Jeannie Murphy Weichert, my guest is Julie Koch, nurse and community health activist. I just love that title for her. She's my sister. I service Hunterdon County, Somerset County, Mercer County, Morris County, and pretty much the surrounding areas in those areas. So if you're out there looking to buy a home, this is my biggest tip to you. Hesitation is the worst thing. You have to be ready to buy immediately. I think if you were watching our show last week, there's such a demand that by the time I can bring my buyers to a house to actually see it,
mm-hmm.
if it's midweek, it could have 29 set appointments for the weekend, and basically it'll be sold with a bidding war if it's anything of any value between 350
wow.
and 700,000. I want you to know, you just can't hesitate. You have to be pre-qualified, which I can always get you that. It takes 5 minutes. Doesn't affect anything. You're just going to love it. Get the best vendors. Weichert has a great mortgage company and title company and homeowners insurance. But then also, when you're ready to make the offer, you just have to go over, I say go over $1,000 from the asking price if it's been on the market for an hour. Wow. Just don't cut to the chase here. Let's try to get in front in line. Let them, you know, see that who we are. Mm-hmm. I was driving my customers. I had only taken about 2 days. We did the whole FaceTime thing. We were right about it. Both houses, by the time we were able to make an offer, were sold, even though we were with the sellers and they were walking around the front yard an hour before on the phone. Should have known. Anyway, I was driving them back home, and there was actually a person putting up a sign, a for sale sign, and I literally stopped and pulled over and asked if I could call the realtor and get that showing. It was on the market for 1 hour.
Wow.
And that was a Monday, and we did put the offer in. We went directly to the office, and then they were able to get out of the, you know, get the contract, and it was a very fair seller because, mm-hmm. you know, it was courtesy. So, point being, safety on behalf of both sides, but right now is a seller's market. Just also want to clarify that. Mm-hmm. You sound like, you look like you're a little interested in what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
it's fun, right?
No, I was just going to say, are you how is it more on the selling or more on the
100% seller market? Okay, mm-hmm. So it goes like this: in a seller market, mm-hmm. the seller makes the rules. In a buyer market, the buyer kind of has a little more leverage, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when there's a lot of houses, that's a buyer's market. Mm-hmm. Because a buyer gets to look at the supply and demand, mm-hmm. sees a lot of different houses, has a choice. Mm-hmm. They don't have to buy this one because they know they can get that one. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. But when there's no inventory, it is a seller's market. What that means is that when the buyers come in, there's multiple buyers out there hovering around waiting for these properties to come on the market, especially.
Are you finding that they're going into the house or are they doing the virtual? Or what?
They
is
do the
mix?
Virtual, okay? And then when depending on what's going on with the with the policies of the state, just no different than restaurants, mm-hmm. where you can have an open house or you can't have an open house. Okay. So it's always doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. People don't realize we're also governed by these policies. It affects everything, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on.
Absolutely.
But when we can have an open house, mm-hmm. then, you know, you'll have tons of people that can show up right now between 1 and 4 on a Sunday or a Saturday wearing gloves, wearing masks, wait in line. Mm-hmm. You can't come in at the same time. Now, up to the seller if they want that to happen, but mm-hmm. then we could take protect, like you're saying, between the hand sanitizers and the door openings and all the things that we can help that happen. But they'll stand outside in a row, mm-hmm. and they can walk social distance mm-hmm. around the property, stay away, check out the pool, check out whatever, but just don't come until you know your name is called kind of thing. It's crazy.
Wow.
But that's a seller's market. And the benefit right now to a seller in a seller's market is when you have the combination of earth, sun, and moon all lined up for you, and you've got buyers with incentivized interest rates that are completely ridiculous.
No, I know.
Oh my God. And I've been talking about this for like 6 years, but now I'm even more like, oh my God, I can't believe you could be under 3%.
I know.
Is that crazy?
I know.
In our lifetime.
I'm not sure how long that's going to last either.
Exactly. Well, that's the point. You don't know. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot said about 6 months ago that interest rates were going to stay where they are mm-hmm. for the unforeseeable future. But all of a sudden, they're saying there's a really good chance that interest rates are going to start hovering back up again. Now, I don't know if it is or not, but I do know that if you are able to get qualified, if you were trying or considering buying a $400,000 house, as an example, 2 years ago, there's a really good chance you could own a $500,000 house right now for the same exact monthly payment price.
Wow.
Oh, it kills me. Okay, I know I've said it before. I love this.
She wants you to have a house.
I do. I just want you to have a house already. Everybody is affected
by
real estate.
Everyone should have their own home.
Yes, and everybody is affected by real estate. I say it all the time. When I say it, people go, I didn't realize that. But it's true. You either have a son or daughter who's renting. You have someone in your world that's getting ready to get married that's going to need to buy a home. If there's someone having a baby, they usually want to upgrade a little bit to a bigger home. If you have people who want to move south or retiring to the Floridas, they want to retire and sell their homes. Mm-hmm. You have people getting divorced. Mm-hmm. You have people getting married without babies. It's like mm-hmm. everything. And you have, it's just between, it connects everything together all the time. So I just think it's mm-hmm. so important to tell people because I don't think two parts. I don't think people ever think about shopping their homeowners insurance. And I don't think people think about shopping their interest rates, even if they've already bought a house.
I think you need to explain that. I don't know what you mean. Shop your homeowner's insurance. What
really?
What do you mean?
I love my show.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for the great, astute question, Sister Julie.
I'm sure that somebody else is thinking of this.
No, I know for a fact that people don't think about it. Okay, so right now, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're a long-time owner of a home, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter where you fit into this game. Mm-hmm. Usually when you go and buy your home mm-hmm. and you're in the attorney situation where the whole deal is coming together, mm-hmm. you have a mortgage banker person that's giving you the interest rate mm-hmm. where you can, quote, shop this. It means if you go to a traditional bank, like one of the names of the banks that we all know where you go to have your checkbook, you're literally, in my opinion, crazy mm-hmm. because they are not competitive with like an equity or a mortgage company. That's all they do. That's their products are mortgages. Mm-hmm. You want to be with a mortgage broker, okay? So Weichert has that. Wink, wink. All under one roof.
It's one-stop shopping.
It's one-stop shopping at Weichert. You get me and you get everything else. But anyway, you get your mortgage, you get your title, which is what I'll talk about, and your homeowners. But anyway, the point being, when you're doing this transaction, usually the attorney's office has some influence on your homeowner's insurance yeah. because they work with these every time they close because mm-hmm. the mortgage will not close okay. and give you the money to actually buy the house okay. unless you have homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
So that's where, like, if there was lightning or whatever, say wind damage or rain damage and your veranda happens to rip off the side at 12:38 on Christmas Eve night, and the next morning you wake up and you've got debris all over and the water's raining onto your floor and you're right before you have your beautiful mimosa. But anyway.
She's speaking from experience.
I'm just not kidding. But anyway, these things are homeowner insurance issues.
Okay.
And they also apply sometimes to things like even if someone robbed your car. You would think that would be your car insurance, but it actually is your personal homeowner's insurance. So if someone vandalized, opened your trunk and stole a bunch of stuff, basically that would go on your homeowner's. But anyway, point being, your homeowner's insurance is critical and you have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people close on their house, it's usually included in their monthly payments. So who thinks about that?
Right.
You just go on for years and years and years. So if you look at interest rates right now with mortgages, and you look at how low they've come, there was a point where there was 17% to buy a home, 13% and 11%. Those were back in the days in the 80s and 90s. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're under 3%.
Right. It's crazy.
And you can also kind of equivalent it or compare it to a lot of different things that used to be really expensive. Mm-hmm. You used to go out and if you wanted to buy like a video camera, mm-hmm. it was like $800,000. Now it's like, you buy my eBay for $50. Everything's competitively driven price down.
Mm-hmm.
That's no different than homeowner's insurance. But when you close on your house, you just don't think about it again.
So you do a 30-year mortgage and you're saying no one thinks about changing their homeowner's insurance.
Correct. It's hidden in the monthly payment. You don't think about it, right?
Sure.
So as an example, me.
As you're paying down, you don't really need as much, right?
Well, you always need to shop.
You always need
You need to keep your eye open on interest rates after you close on your home to refinance.
Interest rates,
And then you also need to completely be welcoming to watching the situation as it mm-hmm. applies to interest rates,
mm-hmm.
not only for the refinancing, mm-hmm. but for your homeowner's insurance. So as an example, you may have gotten a homeowner's policy 7 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it could be $3,000, $4,000 a year mm-hmm. for your home,
mm-hmm.
and basically you pay that divided by 12 months, $300 or $400 or whatever it is a month in your mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that mortgage companies are so competitive and their mortgage homeowners insurances are so competitive, their prices could have come down significantly as well.
So you should shop around for that.
Oh, yeah. So basically, Weichert has... guess who has? Homeowners Wendy Tabor from Weichert Title. I'm just kidding. I do love Wendy. But it's true. Now, I have to be honest, because I do have other vendors, and I know that you guys know that we have to do this as far as offer different services, but we are under one roof. Wendy has walked in and completely dropped the price, as well as, I will say, Ken Carberry, one of my associates from the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce, which I just adore, the Hunter Chamber. Kudos to Chris Phelan, yes, the president. Chris. Woo-hoo! He's the best. He's made the show possible. He is such a tremendous force in Hunterdon County for all of our businesses and our people. But anyway, so yes, you could actually have that price of the $4,000 a year, $3,000, brought down. Even if it's brought down $1,700 mm-hmm. a year,
yes,
you're talking about
great.
Significant money,
sure.
And it doesn't take you 5 seconds.
Sure.
All you do is call these vendors. They take a look at, and they ask you to send them a copy of the policy. They tell you if they could beat it. And if they do, then all of a sudden it's just immediately transacted through your mortgage company, and you might even end up getting a check back if you overpaid because they have escrows.
Great. That sounds interesting.
I get so into this stuff. What? Isn't it ridiculous?
I have to talk to my husband about this.
No, I know you do. You do. You do. And everybody else out there has to, too. Because, again, that's where you talk about loose change in the couches and stuff. People forget to go back, look for the loose change.
Jeannie is the queen.
Anybody? I'm going to have you on more often, Julie. You're a great guest. Yes, thank you. I will take that testimonial. All right, so right now it's 3:39. I just want to reintroduce my guest. She is my sister. Her name is Julie Koch. She is a fabulous person. She's a mother of five. She's a Warren County resident. She's a nurse and, again, a community activist. She's all about health. She's totally about well-being and caring for people. And I'm her sister, Jeannie. Like a realtor. No, I care all about you. I do. I live for people. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about our family. Make a little joke about Joanne since she's watching. 10 kids. Everybody laughs. I have a funny story.
Go ahead.
Okay. So because there's 10 kids, it's really, really hard to know their names, especially for people other than my friend Colleen, who told me and reminded me we played a trivia game to guess the name of the baby, Christian. He was born around Christmas, hint, hint, like two years ago. I couldn't figure it out for nothing. I just sat there blank. And she's like, Jeannie, starts with a C, Christmas time. I'm like, I don't know. I got them all. Peter, Anthony, Maria, Bella, Thomas, Nicholas, Joseph,
Andrew,
Christian. How many did we get to? Philip. Oh my God, I forgot Philip. He does the greatest impression.
I happen to know their names because I brought almost all of them into the world with Joanne.
That's right, Julie.
But I'm also a part-time doula.
There you go, part-time doula. If you know anyone having 10 kids or even one, she can help deliver your babies.
I can help you.
But it was so funny because this summer we were all with the masks. So
yeah.
I know them really well because they come over and swim, and I love it so much. I love them all so much. But it was funny because someone was over, I'm not going to say who, and they didn't know the names. And so they were like looking, and they all had the masks on. But the twins, who look exactly alike, except for when they have their mouths.
Yeah.
When you put the masks on, yeah, they're twins. I don't know their names. We had to be chronically vague. Oh, kids, cuties, you guys are so cute. Yeah, but anyway, so that was funny. And I want to say that during the summer when they came over, or early on, they were afraid because there's a 10-person maximum. So they're 12 in their own family.
Yeah.
So when they just came over to go swimming, they were literally hiding when the pizza guy came because they were afraid they were going to get busted. I'm sorry. You got to have a little humor.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, they were outside. Good point. No. Yeah, so we could talk about that a little bit, about being outside. We had a wedding. I'm going to talk about... What? You want to say?
It's cold now.
It is cold. Yeah. So, October 10th, 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Julie's adorable daughter, one of her adorable daughters, Stephanie, and her son, Johnny, came over with a just adorable couple. I just love them. Rihanna and Tim. Rihanna. And they were out by the pool, and they were playing a game, social distancing. And it was funny. I stopped by just to say hi, and they were saying that they were getting married. And I had known that they were planning for a while. And we were just sitting there talking, and they were just like, I need to get – we're getting married in 60 days.
Their venue was canceled.
Yeah. Well, their venue said that they could only have 25 people. And that they could only, they were not allowed to kiss each other when they got married at the venue.
What?
And they were not allowed to dance at their wedding. And so I was just like, oh my God, I didn't offer anything.
Sorry, we're rebels in this family.
We are rebels. So all of a sudden it was so funny because the bride to be, she said, I don't care where we get married. I just need a real estate agent. Oh, what? What? Did you say you need a real estate
agent? Murphy.
It was just a lucky day. But anyway, so I said, oh my God, really? I said, I can help you find a house and a wedding venue. Special Agent Murphy, like you said. Yeah. So it was just so funny. So we did. We found the most awesome house. It was, again, on the market one day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marla, manager of the office, Weikert, Flemington. Yeah, she actually had the listing, and we just ran over. Same thing as what I... Yeah. Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you see the basement with the bar and everything?
Yeah.
Like the stone wall thing?
It's just great.
Anyway, so cool. So we did. And actually, we closed on the house. Like, I think it was in the 9th or 10th or something like that. The wedding was on the 10th at our house.
Yes.
Which was Julie's house because we grew up there together in East Amwell. And we had the tent.
And everybody that knows us from Hunterdon County knows exactly where the house is.
Why is that?
That's another story.
Tell. We have a couple minutes. I love it. Go ahead. Yes.
No, I just always laugh because as I was growing up, and I went to Hunterdon High School, Hunterdon Central, and Jeannie did too. And she's a year younger than me. I'm older, and I was the responsible sister. And I was working, and I pulled into one of the gas stations here in Flemington, and I was coming home from work. My parents were away, and all I hear is I'm sitting there getting gas, and all I hear is every car going by on the other side. It's like, party at Mahar's, party at Mahar's, party at Mahar's. And I like
to share.
Oh, my. So I get in my car, and I drive home, and we have a tenth of a mile driveway with tree line. They were double parked, the cars, from the entire, you know.
I was grounded for a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And every time my mom grounded me, I'd have a bigger party.
When I say everybody who is listening that went to high school with us, how long ago was that? Oh, my gosh. That was a long time.
Oh, 40, 42, 40.
Is when I graduated.
Yeah.
Yep. Fun times, Jeannie.
Yes, we did. And I'll tell you, it is funny because even now and for the last like 30 years, I mean, I'm not joking, okay? I will go somewhere and I'll say, have you ever been to Ringo's, New Jersey? And they'll look and they're like, huh? And you'll start to see them. They'll go, I went to a party once back in 1982 in Ringo's. And I'm like, that was my party! Yeah, I like to have fun. What do you want? But yeah, no.
You were telling another story.
I know. I was talking about having events and making sure people out there know that in the spring,
yes,
we have a venue and we're going to expand it somehow, whatever we have to do to make sure that if people are getting claustrophobic, the mental side of it, get out, get about. There's so many fun things to do. And yeah,
fun. That's my
and we do have a venue.
My number one recommendation for anyone who's struggling right now is you need to find some fun anywhere.
Yes. Yes, man. That's the other thing.
That's it.
We have a movie. It's Jim Carrey. Yes, man. If you have not seen it, you have to see it. Say yes to watching it. But it's so funny because your life changes so much with a little humor.
Exactly.
And to say yes instead of no.
Right.
Because
keep it positive. Keep it going up.
Absolutely.
Upwards.
So
your venue is not quite set yet, or it's set? Because I know
it's not. It's not set yet because it's cold out.
And
but
I'm going to help with operations.
Yes, Julie, the multitasker, nurse, community activist, and Mariah, director of operations.
Operations for her. Outdoor wedding venue, beautiful setting, East Amwell Valley.
It is
picture
beautiful.
It, beautiful trees,
yes.
The rolling hills of East Amwell in the background. We've had several weddings there and beautiful pictures. And I'm telling you, folks, it's the place to go for getting outside for a wedding.
Yeah. And for events, like even if you have an idea that you want to share, like with the Hunterdon Chamber, their new business center is opening up. And we were just talking to the president of the chamber about that with Julie. They are starting their events here, both indoor and outdoor, when they get their courtyard done. Mm-hmm. And right now there is limited capacity and so on. But there's opportunities, and you can actually reach out to the Hunterdon County Chamber if you have an idea that you'd like to share. We are all about it. I'm all about like comedy shows, weddings, you know, fun stuff. Right. At one point a couple years ago, we actually were opening up, if you recall, for funeral repasses. Because you can't even go to funerals. It was funny because we had a bunch of different great vendors like Madalena's Cheesecake. Love Janet. Their family is amazing. Use the store, walk in the front, and you can pick up food now as well as cheesecakes. But at the time, this was about 2.5 years ago. My dad had just passed. Yeah. And it's going to be 3 years in April. Mm. I can't believe it. Bless his souls, right? He loved the Mariah events thing. He thought that was great. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of funny because there were so many venues and places to go that nobody had to worry about it. But I have actually seriously got a couple real estate couples that are getting married. Mm-hmm. And I've told them, I'm like, you can get married at Mariah because mm-hmm. they're putting their wedding off for 2 or 3 years because they can't be around anybody.
Yeah, don't do it. There's possibilities here if you get in touch with Jeannie and, you know,
I can sell you a house and give you a nice wedding.
Exactly.
Like with Rihanna and Tim.
Exactly.
I got the nicest thank you card in the mail from them the other day. Oh, God. Anyway. So what else? We got everything. Any thoughts on the future? Any suggestions to people? And what should people be kind of...
Be happy. Be safe. Mm-hmm. Have some fun. Get out of your boxes because it's very difficult to live in a box. Help each other out. People need a lot of help. And I would just say, if you know of somebody who's struggling or, you know, just see what they need. Just ask what they need. Don't be afraid, because it can be as simple as just saying, you know what, you should, go here or go there. It doesn't have to be complicated.
It's interesting that you say that because everybody does have something to offer. Exactly. I remember hearing one time from someone who was really sick. The worst thing that they had to go through while being sick with a lot of people knowing about it was that people would say, what can I do to help? But it just seems so disingenuous or whatever the word is.
It's too because broad they want, a question.
Yeah, it's like, let me bring you some lasagna.
Your gift.
Do you like lasagna or do you like chicken? I'm going to bring it over tomorrow.
Or
kind of
I'm going to come over and read you a book.
Yeah, I like what you were saying about organizing stuff, too.
I'm going to come over and organize your kitchen for you if you need it. I'm going to help you out with your laundry. I mean, it's the little things in life that seem to be so easy to do that'll just make all the difference in the world.
And to say yes. When people say, can I help you, give you a massage?
Yeah, you need
instead
to accept
of saying
the help.
No, say yes.
You need to accept the help, exactly.
Because I think it is true on behalf of the person who wants to give something as well as the person getting it.
Right.
It would help so much to know what I can do, but if I can't ask you, what can I do? If I offer you the opportunity for this or that, just tell me what it is and don't be shy. Because I mean, honestly,
yes.
And it's something about the way you feel when you do something nice for somebody else.
There's nothing like getting outside of yourself.
Yeah.
That is I would say, one of the most important things for your own mental health is getting outside of yourself.
Talk a little more about that, because that's really important.
No,
we have
saying, that's
yeah.
just, it's common sense. It's not, I'm not saying anything super revolutionary.
No, but it's just true. In this day and age, people do, stay home. Mm-hmm. They kind of are in
turtle.
Their, yeah. And if they don't go, turtle?
Turtling.
Ooh, that just is so vivid.
Turtling.
Yeah, like you put your head into the shell.
Know, there's a time and a place for that. You know, like when people are going through very difficult.
Is that a real term?
It's actually a term my friend Stephanie used to use if she's listening out there. I have a friend, Stephanie Doherty. She owns her own business of inspired resilience, she calls it. But I remember her telling me that this was the term that she used when I would say, I haven't heard from you a while. And she's like, it's okay. I'm just turtling. And you know how a turtle.
I love it. No, I'm totally visualizing. I'm like, that's a
right,
really highly. Yeah.
Their shell. So when you pull into your shell, I mean, that is, that's almost like imperative for some situations.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, breakup of a family, a family, the loss of a job, you need to do that for a while. You need
loss of a loved one or whatever.
And reflect. But then you also need to get outside of yourself. You can't stay in that position. That is not a position. The turtle would never go anywhere if it stayed in that position and would end up dying, right? So,
do you see why I had it on the show? That's like the most profound thing I've ever heard. Like, oh my god, I want a turtle over the weekend, but I don't want to die, so I'm going to have to get out of it by Tuesday. I'm like, oh my god, that was seriously very interesting.
You guys are all just being let in on our little Mahara world. If you like it, subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. That's so funny. Anyway.
Don't be a turtle.
Don't be a turtle.
For too long.
Not for too long. It's necessary for some things, and especially some of the devastating situations that have gone on recently in people's lives. But I think what's more important now is that we get out there and make those contacts and make those, what can I do for you? Not what are you going to give me? What can I get from you? But what can I give you? What do you need? Because they need help. And those people, there is going to be time when, you know, you're going to be stronger at one time in your life, and then you're going to be the recipient on the other end at some time in life. So
terrifying. Life, aging.
Yes, that's a whole other topic. Life in general just is a give and take. So.
Yes, it is. Words of wisdom from my sister, Julie Koch, nurse in Hunterdon County and Warren County, community activist, and my friend. Love her so much, and her family. Love you all watching out there. Any last words?
No, just like I said, I think it's important. Thank you for having me on today. It was a pleasure. It was fun, unexpected.
So fun.
And I hope that everyone is well, and I hope that everyone has a happy 2021.
Thank you, Julie. And thank you guys all. I love that so much. Okay, Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy Weichert here again, signing off. Hope you have a wonderful day. If you know anyone looking to buy, sell, or transact real estate, please get in touch with me. And I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks. I'll be back with Larry 2 weeks from today. Home again with Jeannie and Larry. Take care.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting his administration's efforts to curb the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden speaking at the White House saying things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
President Biden also signing executive orders related to COVID-19, regarding all the executive orders we're seeing from the Biden administration. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News.
He knows the agenda and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
McCarthy saying he also believes former President Trump will play an important role in the GOP. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating Chuck Schumer for becoming the first Jewish minority leader.
As this self-described kid from Brooklyn and son of an exterminator and a housewife became the first Jewish member of Congress to lead either chamber, an historic milestone.
The Kentucky Republican warning Schumer not to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And the new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his Republican colleagues to cooperate and help confirm key Biden cabinet officials as soon as possible.
Even as power changes hands from one administration to the other, the work of keeping our nation safe must not be paused or be disrupted.
Facebook is handing its indefinite suspension of former President Trump's account over to an independent oversight board. Facebook saying the board has final say on the most difficult content decisions Facebook makes. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The woman accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol Hill riot is under house arrest. A court released 22-year-old Riley Williams into the custody of her mother. She will be monitored by a GPS device. The FBI is still investigating a claim Williams intended to sell the computer to Russian intelligence. The Pennsylvania woman's attorney said many of the allegations against her were overstated by an abusive ex-boyfriend. The attorney also saying the ex-boyfriend is the reason she chose to shut down her social media accounts. In the NFC Championship game set for Lambeau Field Sunday afternoon just after 1:05 Mountain Time, the Green Bay Packers will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says Tom Brady will be ready to play in the cold.
Even though Tom Brady's talked about his blood thinning as he's been in Tampa Bay for so long now, he knows what this is all about, having spent all those years in New England. I don't expect the weather to be a factor for him. And I really don't for Tampa Bay either. I think it's really more of a mindset once you get out there and get acclimated to it.
Right.
But this is a really good Packers team, so I think it's going to be a challenge to be able to go in there and be able to come out with a victory.
In the second game, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Buffalo Bills. Temperatures expected to be in the mid-40s at Arrowhead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.